Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
It's level three. The quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio. And damn, man, last night's show really was fast, and so is this. Like, wow, it really has been. George Kurtz kicking with us just for a couple more moments. Man, I'm getting nervous, George. I'm all fired up for this baseball game right now. I'm hearing that stupid tomahawk chalk stuff. Oh, in my head all the time. Like, no, it's like they're haunting me. But you know what it's like, George. All it takes, like a Dodgers win and stuff, and the narrative changes. It's like, oh boy, oh, they remember they came back 3-1 and everything, right? Like, you know what I mean? Tomorrow night it could be 2-1, and it's just a different feeling, isn't it, at 2-1 than 2-1. It's just different, you know what I mean? Just win the damn game tomorrow and everything's fine.
What's the saying? All right, a series doesn't truly start until you lose your first home.
They held serve. Yeah.
Right, that's all. Doesn't mean anything yet.
Barely actually held serve, but whatever. all right, so let's take a look here. Vancouver Canucks at the Buffalo Sabres. Total is 6 in that hockey game. Sabres minus one, Canucks minus 142, Sabres plus 118. Montreal Canadiens struggling out of the gate. They sort of deserve better. They're playing hard. Total 6 also, 158 in Montreal. The Avs are in the nation's capital. Capitals minus 126, total 6.5. Florida Panthers and the Lightning, they don't like each other. Lightning minus 126, total 6. I think the Panthers could be live dogs, but I wish I was getting more there. We already talked about the Kraken and Devils. Stars and Pens, Jackets and Wings, Jets and Wild. Your New York Islanders in the Windy City against the Blackhawks, minus 120. What do you think about that one?
Islanders, they're not playing well. The Islanders are based on defense, goaltender on out, playing divas. And right now, they're not playing divas. And Sorokin's not making the saves they need him to make. Granted, not every goal has been his fault. It's a lot of deflections. The Islanders aren't clear in the crease. They have a lot of problems right now. They're not playing Barry Trotz's system. Is that because they're down Nick Leddy? You know, now Daniel Chara's got to get in there. They don't have a puck-moving defenseman without Leddy now, which is why Sebastian Aho may play tomorrow. But they've got a lot of problems. I think I was counting earlier today. They have 13 players with a minus. Plus minus. That's not good. That's not good at all. The good thing for the Islanders, Matt Martin should return tomorrow from off-season ankle injury. And you may be thinking, Matt Martin, who cares? That fourth line for the Islanders is they have to have that line. That's their crash line, their identity line, the line that gives them all the energy. I'll like the Islanders, but nothing that I'm going to bet the house on here. A couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks there, but I do think the game's going to go under.
I'll tell you what, George, the Ducks are in a bad spot, aren't they? Tonight beating the Flames, yep. Now you got to go into Edmonton. Edmonton's minus 270, but that's good parlay material right there.
And I'm thinking about doing that with one of the games you mentioned earlier, Vancouver over Buffalo. That's the first one I'm looking at here. I like Colorado tomorrow, too, by the way. You're going to give me plus money with Colorado? Washington's not the team they used to be. I know Nathan McKinnon's not playing because he still can't get a negative COVID test. He keeps testing positive. But you're going to give me plus money with Colorado? Washington's banged up, too.
He keeps testing positive.
He does. I think he's taking like 18 tests. He's failed them all. He keeps testing positive. I can't get any luck. So you're going to give me plus money with Colorado. I'm going to take it.
George Kurtz. Thanks, George.
Anytime. Good luck.
Got George right here on the network. The Late Night Anger Man's request. It's level three. This is Sports Rage. Sirius XM Channel 204 to Mightier 1090. Let's do this thing. All right, we've talked NFL football. We've talked Dodger baseball. We've talked Red Sox baseball. We've talked a little NHL hockey. It's time to talk NBA basketball. Less than 24 hours away from tip-off. Pete Annapolis is going to step up and in, and it's great to catch up with Pete once again. Pete is a weekly contributor on the program. This is our first hit of the season. And, of course, me and Pete have been doing this a long time. So we'll jump in here. We'll talk some NBA basketball. We'll take a look at some NBA futures. It's go time right now. We were discussing it earlier. Yes, it sucks. They hold on to your money for a long time when you play these things. So, you know, NFL and college football, I was putting $500 a future. There's a couple that I had more on and a few that I put a little bit less, 250, and you know, the Bills I put a bunch on. But, you know, NBA basketball, I got seven futures here. You know, if I put $500 a piece, that's $3,500 that's just sitting here until, what, April? I got a problem with that. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm trying to parlay these things if I can and try to maximize things. But at the same point in time, I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to put the future plays in. We already told you about our Toronto Raptor play. Toronto Raptors over 36.5 wins. The Toronto Raptors are not built to win a championship right now. They won the championship in 2019, but they're not in, like, complete rebuild mode either. They played in Tampa last year. They're returning back to Toronto. They have a distinct home court advantage that they had lost. And they have a chip on their shoulder, this basketball team. Now, will they make some moves as the season goes along? Yes. And the moves, will they be adding players? Probably not. I think they're hoping that Goran Dragic plays well, and then they'll trade Goran Dragic. I think the Raptors are building around the core that they have. And you know, they're looking to tweak and then bring in that big player again after to put it over the top. But with all that being stated, I'm not asking them to win the championship. I'm not even asking them to win a playoff series. Number one, I'm asking them to win.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
37 effing basketball games, which I think they will, which I know they will. And I think they can make the playoffs as well. And you can get like plus 270. It's come down though, you know, depending on where you're betting this thing. Pete Annapolis steps up and in. We're talking NBA futures next. Let's do this thing. It's the countdown to tip off. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between as the countdown continues. NBA basketball, it's back, baby. Let's do this thing. And if basketball is back, it means Pete Yiannopoulos is back. You'll hear a lot of Pete over the next couple of months and over the next basketball season. College basketball, NBA basketball. Can't wait for college basketball to start as well. Pete was a former assistant coach with the UMass Minutemen. RDS television analyst steps up and in. Pete Yiannopoulos, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing, Pete?
Glad to be back, man. Let's get this season started, Gabe Morenci.
Hey, yeah, damn right. Let's do this thing. I'm fired up right now. So before we get into some specific teams, as we're less than 24 hours away from NBA tip-off right now, these are the odds at FanDuel, Pete. The Brooklyn Nets are favored to win the championship at plus 250. The Los Angeles Lakers are the second choice at plus 400. The third choice, the Milwaukee Bucks, plus 650. And the last time I checked, unlike the Brooklyn Nets, the Milwaukee Bucks' best players aren't boycotting the NBA due to vaccinations. And the last time I checked, yeah, the Lakers have some talent on paper, but they're also a combined age of about 3,000 years old as well. I look at this season coming into the year, and quite frankly, I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks are getting enough love and credit, and I don't think people are talking about them as being a threat to win the title again enough. Pete, what's your opinion?
Well, I would echo your sentiments, and I think the Milwaukee Bucks will be quite happy and satisfied because that's what happened last year. They were the forgotten team. Nobody talked about them. Everybody talked about Brooklyn and the Lakers and the Clippers, and they just went about their business, had a quiet regular season, but they played their best basketball when it counted. And when you look at what the Milwaukee Bucks did last year, I mean, hey, they beat whoever was in front of them. They got the job done. The Greek Freak with 50 points in a game six deciding match to win the NBA championship. He was just phenomenal. The trade that they made for Jrue Holiday ended up being a phenomenal trade. You got the guy that you wanted to, you know, alleviate some pressure off Giannis Antetokounmpo in terms of ball handling and scoring. And then you allowed Chris Middleton to be that number, you know, 2-3 guy where he could step up and have a couple of good games. Everybody's back. Everybody's healthy, with all due respect to P.J. Tucker, who went to, you know, took his talents to South Beach and wants to go to Kyle Lowry. But you got Grayson Allen coming in, who's going to be, a steady outside shooter. Dante DiVincenzo was injured in the playoffs, and he was their starting shooting guard. So basically, you got a starter back from a championship team, and you get George Hill, the veteran point guard that was with Milwaukee so many times. Now he can come and be that facilitator on that second unit. There's shooters around Giannis. Middleton is feeling confident. Yes. You know, it's going to be about Brooklyn. If they're fully healthy, on paper, they look like the better team. But defensively, Milwaukee will be even better this year. And I think the Greek Freak has something to prove. He wants to win another championship. He got the taste of the first one. He wants to win another MVP. I like Milwaukee. If you're talking about value, man, that's some serious value for defending NBA champion.
Pete Yiannopoulos with us. And I completely agree, Pete. I think that people sort of think, well, you know, I don't know if they think it was a one-off with Milwaukee. Giannis is the best player in the NBA. All right, and he was already, in my opinion, and he showed it in the playoffs last year. And listen, he wasn't Rick Barry at the free throw line, but he got better at the free throw line. But talk to me, Pete, about the new and improved jump shot that Giannis has added to his arsenal, because, you know, he's already a physical freak, and, you know, he's impossible to stop athletically. And we talked about him not taking three-point shots as much as he did. But talk to me about the improved jump shot, because from what we can tell, like, it's not just improved, like, it's really improved. And if he starts draining shots from all over the court, then it's game over. He'll be one of the greatest players ever played the game.
Well, we're talking about the top 75 players in NBA history, and Giannis is probably around the top 20 right now. But he wants to climb into the top 10 spot. And if he continues the way his development is going, and the one thing about Giannis, Gabe, is that he has relentless work ethic. He wants to be the greatest. He wants to work while being that humble and that great team leader. Now, the one person that needs to get a lot of credit here, and not most people know him, but I said it last year, was that last summer, Giannis spent a lot of time with the former Greek national player, one of the best players of all time in Greece, Theo Papaloukas. And if you remember, Theo Papaloukas was part of that 2006 team that beat the United States with LeBron and D-Wade in Japan in the semifinals, knocked him out, beat Coach K in his only loss as Team USA head coach. Papaloukas is just amazing, and he worked with Giannis in the mid-range game. And then you saw a little bit in the finals where he was taking that one-foot step back, and against Phoenix, all those shots were dropping. There was confidence. We know he had the big game at the free throw line, finally 17 from 19, but he kept on working with Papaloukas this summer, and you're seeing right now the results are proving to show that Giannis has the capability to be a decent outside shooter, if not even above average. If he's above average, it's game over, Gabe Morenci, because he's doing everything else. There's no way you could stop a seven-footer with the ball in his hands in transition, and you just ask DeAndre Ayton and what, you know, Monty Williams tried to do. They've tried to basically, you know, like you're trying to stop the run in the NFL, game, and you're putting 8-9 guys. They try to do that with Giannis. They couldn't stop him. And if he gets the mid-range with the three-point shot right now off the, you know, the secondary fast break, man, oh, man, this is going to be very scary for a lot of teams in the NBA.
Milwaukee Bucks plus 650. Pete Yiannopoulos, kick with us. I am Gable Morenci. So the Brooklyn Nets are the favorites. Then you got the Lakers as the second choice. So let me ask you about the Laker lineup. What do you make of it? Because my opinion is, if it was a shortened season and sort of like the bubble, it's like, all right, it's a shortened season and we're just going to sort of drop you guys into the playoffs. Yeah, they're, you know, they'd be a load to deal with. But when you look at the players that they have and the age that they are, and the injury histories that they have, I just don't see how this team is fresh and, you know what I mean, in peak condition and come playoff time, Pete. That's my concern with the Lakers. And how do you feel about Westbrook on this team right now? You know, I get it to the Lakers. They're going to get heavily hyped and stuff, but I don't think they're the second best team in the NBA. I don't think they should be the second choice here. What's your opinion on the Lakers coming into the year?
I think Rob Pelinka did his job in terms of bringing, you know, more high-end, older, but I've been big name talent. And I think that's what LeBron wanted. That's what Anthony Davis wanted. But I think the key to this team, it's not going to be Westbrook. It's not going to be Rondo. It's not going to even be LeBron James. The key to the season for the Los Angeles Lakers is Anthony Davis. I mean, he has to step up to be a top five or top seven player in the game. He had a great finals and great playoff run 2 years ago. He's got to duplicate that in an 82 regular season. He hasn't been able to be healthy. He hasn't been able to grind away that type of, you know, grueling schedule and to be that number one A player for a franchise. He's going to have to do it or else the Lakers are going to have a tough seating like they had last year, right? And if they don't have a good seating and don't have home court, it's going to be difficult because those young teams are coming after you. The Utah Jazz, we saw what Dallas could do. Phoenix went all the way to the final. Portland's a team that's going to be improved. You see Denver, they're going to wait for Jamal Murray. Golden State's going to be better when Klay Thompson comes back. They're going to need to finish in the top two or three to have that home court advantage because they're going to need that come playoff time. Now, yes, Westbrook gets heavily criticized. I've been pro Westbrook from the moment he came out of UCLA just because I love the way he plays on both ends of the court. Now, what is his fourth quarter decision making going to be? What is the head coach going to do when it comes to the fourth quarter? And what is LeBron going to do? Is he going to really, you know, deflect to Russell Westbrook, bring the point guard? I don't think so. You know, is Westbrook going to be able to shoot at a decent percentage come fourth quarter? His turnovers are going to be high again. I think that Carmelo Anthony was basically out of the league, find a little niche there with Portland, but they didn't really win much with Carmelo playing major minutes. This could be a recipe of disaster if you get a couple of injuries. There's not a lot of young talent up there. I think Nunn's going to be so important to them because, I mean, he's the one young guy that could, you know, play in this fast-paced NBA and put up good numbers. LeBron is one of the greats to ever play the game. I just don't see it. Nobody's ever been able to do this for that long. Is LeBron that guy? We saw him slow down last year. It's going to be interesting how he's going to play out this year. I just don't see them playing 82 games and then playing four rounds of playoffs to get to the finals. There's some really good teams out in the West. I see this being more a recipe of disaster than being a recipe for champagne and caviar and NBA championship.
Their win total is 52.5, so it sounds like you would agree with me in liking the under with the Lakers total. And you raised a great point, man, as far as, yeah, people are going to talk about LeBron and Westbrook and all that, but Anthony Davis, think about it, guys. What was it? You know, without Anthony Davis, LeBron goes to L.A., they didn't make the playoffs.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Anthony Davis, they win the title. Anthony Davis gets hurt last year. They get bounced immediately. So I think Pete is bang on when he talks about AD actually being the X factor. And the fact is, he's their best player. He could be their best player, but he's got to be on the damn floor to prove it. More with Pete Yiannopoulos on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, and I got to tell you, man, it feels good to talk basketball right now. Man, we're back on the floor. We're kicking it with Pete Yiannopoulos. We're talking NBA. Pete Yiannopoulos, of course, former assistant with the UMass Minuteman and RDS television basketball analyst. So, Pete, the Golden State Warriors are the fourth choice. We talked about Brooklyn a little bit. We talked about the Lakers. You got Milwaukee. I think Golden State are being overrated at 12-1. And if I had to pick a team right now, and you know what, I guess I do since the season is starting. If I had to pick a finals, I'm going to say the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz are 14-1 right now. I think this team is ready to take that next step. I know we've heard that before, but I look at the landscape in the Western Conference, and I don't see any reason why the Utah Jazz can't win it.
Well, I would have to agree with you, Gabe. Again, we saw what they were able to do last year in 72-game regular season. They were the best team in the NBA. And I think, again, it's about star power. I think Gobert understands his role. You're not going to get more from him on the offensive end. You're going to get the consistent shot blocking and the altering of the shots. I think his leadership and maturity, and I think he's able to hit free throws much better than he had entering the NBA. Michael Conley Jr. has to really continue to be that three-point shooter. He wasn't that great of a shooter coming out of Ohio State, but he's improved in that aspect. Bogdanovich has to be healthy. We've seen that when he's healthy, he's a guy that could really alleviate some of that scoring. But the main guy, right? The main guy right now is Donovan Mitchell. Could Donovan Mitchell be that guy that could win you playoff rounds? And I think he's being paid accordingly to do that. I think defensively, Quinn Snyder, their team, really know how to limit teams on the offensive end. But I think, can Mitchell be that guy? I think there's a lot of disappointment because I think that they had a team to go further last year, being the top team in the regular season in the NBA. Sometimes you have to learn how to lose in the playoffs, you know, to learn how to win. That's what we saw with Milwaukee Bucks, with the disappointments that they had the last 2 years, losing to Toronto, being up 2-0, losing to the Miami Heat the year after. Finally, right now, they come back and they win it. Does Utah have the same type of talent like the Milwaukee Bucks? Probably not, but collectively, this is a team that is hard to play against, hard to score against. If they can get that scoring, and if D. Mitchell could become that superstar player in the playoffs, the way it's constructed this year, that the West, you know, the Clippers with Kawhi being out, they're not going to be that team. It's going to be difficult for Phoenix to run the table again and get back to the finals. We don't have that same confidence with the Lakers. Dallas is a little bit of the wild card game. You know, I think Doncic is ready to take it to the next level. I think that he could win some games. I don't think they had enough or added enough next to Doncic to be serious players. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Utah getting to the NBA Finals the first time that they have since the Karl Malone and John Stockton era. This is a complete and deep team that is extremely well coached.
I agree with you, and that's my pick. I'm putting my name on it. Put your name on it. As Herm Edwards would say, put your name on it, man. You say you put your name on it. I'm putting my name on it. Utah Jazz win the Western Conference and go to the NBA Finals. So, Pete, let me throw a couple of win totals at you, and let's start off with the Toronto Raptors. So, you know, the Raptors are pretty much, you know, have always been a disrespected organization amongst the national NBA media. And I find it funny, Pete, that when Kyle Lowry was on the Raptors, he was old and slow and overrated. Now he's in the Miami Heat, and oh, the Heat have one of the top three point guards in the NBA now, right, according to everybody. I just love the narrative, and I think it's being underestimated, the impact that it had them playing in Tampa, you know, from the bubble into Tampa, and just, you know, Pascal Siakam wasn't himself personally. He had some personal issues to go through. I like the Scotty Barnes. We talked about them going with Barnes instead of Suggs out of Gonzaga, with Scotty Barnes out of Florida State. So, listen, the odds makers made the win total 36.5. I think it's laughably low. What do you think about the makeup of the roster, and what do you think about the Raptors this year? And somebody asked me today about the Raptors, and he said, I don't understand why it's 36.5, because I think this Raptor team can win 45 games. And I said, well, I think they can get in the mid-40s. And he said, I think I'm worried about a fire sale. He goes, are they unloading everybody? Are they in a rebuild mode? And I don't believe that to be the case. You know the Raptors. You speak to them. What's your opinion on the Toronto Raptors coming into the year?
Yeah, it's incredibly low for a win total. Definitely, I would go for the over on that. When you look at the talent on the roster, and I think Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster, the general manager, they made the decision that the three guys that they want to go as their young core, right? Not a championship core, but a young core to build around, was Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, and OG Anunoby. And I think they feel good about these three players, and I think they're adding talented young players, versatile players that could score and play defense and play multiple positions. I think that this team coming back to Toronto, just with that, gives you an extra 4 or 5 wins. Think about playing in Tampa, and you could put, you know, the Toronto banners in the arena, but that's not the Toronto arena. That's not the Toronto fans. And these guys, they're even saying it, they've never missed Toronto that much since they were away. So I think when you had those three players at the center position, you're solidified in terms of that you have Precious Achiuwa that you acquired from the Miami Heat. Ken Birch comes back, and you have Chris Boucher. Last year, you had Aaron Baines and Alex Lent, right? So it's definitely an upgrade right there. I think that Siakam is the key. He's going to be healthy when he comes back from his shoulder injury. He's a guy that almost put up, you know, 23 points a game 2 years ago. He can give you that type of number. Gary Trent Jr. is going to give you scoring from the wing. Scotty Barnes, we've seen him, although it's a small sample size of NBA Summer League and a couple of preseason games. I've never been too hyped up with players or what it means in the preseason. But Scotty Barnes is a guy that's going to give you close to triple-double numbers. He loves to facilitate. He could pass the basketball. He could finish inside. He defends. defends multiple positions. And yes, it's going to be Jalen Suggs versus Scotty Barnes for a number of years, but he's a guy that's going to fit in a rotation. Now, the key for the Raptors this year is, what does Goran Dragic give you? If Goran Dragic is able to really be bought in like he seems to be, he's still an elite point guard. And I think that he's been able to really prove that he can give you about 16, 17 points a game. And if you put him next to Fred VanVleet, that's a lethal combination at the point guard position. And we know that Nick Nurse likes to play guys, together, point guards, like he did with Kyle and VanVleet. I think that the Raptors will play above 500. I think they're going to surprise teams with their defense and their length. They're going to turn you over, and they're going to run in transition and get easy baskets. The problem with Toronto is when it's going to be in the half court. And Siakam won't start the season. Boucher won't start the season. He's hurt. If they could, hang around and get a 500 record until Pascal comes back, they're going to be a team that's going to, be in that mix for, anywhere from 7 to 12, right? There's going to be some teams there that, people love, with the Chicago Bulls and DeRozan, Vucevic. These are guys that cannot defend. They can't play any defense. Lonzo Ball in that mix as well. Can they score? The Raptors are going to defend better than they score, but their defense is going to ignite their offense. I think Toronto, in the second half of the season, they're going to be much, much better. But with Dragic still be with the Raptors, can they get some value at the trade deadline? That's what Bobby Webster and Masai Ujiri are going to do. But like they said, they're not trying to win an NBA championship right now. They want to win an NBA championship again in 2 to 3 years. If Dragic gives you the value you need for that, they're going to do it. But they're going to ride the wave with this young core.
Well said, Pete Annapolis. Great breakdown of the Toronto Raptors situation. And with all that being stated, they still don't want to lose every night, right? And they're going back to Toronto. They have a winning culture. They won the title just a couple of years ago, of course, in 2019. So, I'm not saying the Raptors are winning the title. I'm not saying they're going deep in the playoffs. But what I am saying is they're going over 36.5 wins. So you just, I was going to ask you about the Bulls. We only got a couple of minutes left. I want to throw a couple of teams at you. So, the Bulls, obviously very flashy. And people love flash in the offseason. But flash are sort of like those old school flash bulbs with cameras. They burn out, right? So you got Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and Patrick Williams. And I like Patrick Williams. There's another one of Leonard Hamilton's FSU kids, like Scotty Barnes and Vucevic. As you stated, I'll be taking a look at betting the overs in their games because it's going to be higher scoring games. But I think people are sleeping a little bit on the Wizards, man. Their win total is 34.5. And yeah, they traded Russell Westbrook. We saw this team, Russ and Bradley Beal, put the team on the back last year and carried them into the playoffs, as we saw. But I thought they did a great job, man, in building that roster with the Westbrook deal. You bring in Kuzma. You've got Pope. Now you sign Spencer Dinwiddie, who's a very good player, man. So you got a backcourt of Beal and Dinwiddie. Rui Hachimura is really starting to develop right now. And you throw in Kuzma, and you throw in Pope, and Kuzma's always been under that pressure and a shadow in L.A. and all that. I think he can be looser and freer right now in the district. I like this team to go over 34.5. I think they've got – and they got a new coach as well. I like this team over 34.5. I think people are sleeping on the Wiz a little bit. What's your opinion on the Washington Wizards?
Yeah, I like the Wizards. They got tremendous value back for Westbrook, right? When you think about the money that Russ makes – and the productivity that he gives you, yes, he gives you the stats, but, does it impact winning in the playoffs? Some would say no. But at the same time, you mentioned the guys, getting, Caldwell Pope and Kuzma. Don't forget Montrezl Harrell is there. I think another important play. And Harrell, I think didn't really fit in with the Lakers. I think they were too big. I think he was better, with the Clippers. Maybe he's a second unit guy. He goes there and he could just, rack up a lot of points and rebounds and offensive rebounds and score.
It's a great point. He was always around stars. That was the thing. He didn't mesh, right? Like, they had a good thing with the Clippers. And then when Kawhi and Paul George showed up, he didn't like it. And then he went to the Lakers, and he didn't fit in there. I think he'll have a new lease on life in D.C. too.
Yeah, I think that he's going to be a lot more productive with this roster. And I think, the injury to Thomas Bryant really hurt, the Wizards. He's a guy, out of, University of Indiana for the Hoosiers. He's a guy that the organization really loves and see a lot of upside. So now you got depth and quality. And don't forget, the Wizards made a crazy run last year, got themselves into the playoff game. Now you have a lot of more talent. And again, Bradley Beal, right? At the end of the day, he decides to stay. He's not asking to get out. I guess he likes the Washington, the city of Washington and everything there. I think they're going to have to win more games to see if how long he's going to want to play there. But like some people have challenged Bradley Beal, I mean, you still got to develop and you still got to put your team on your back if you want to be considered one of the great players in the game.
Yeah, go win a playoff series or two if you really want to be that guy, right?
Beal needs to prove that this year.
Man, we're already out of time here, Pete. So listen, in 30 seconds, who's a sleeper team that you like this year that we didn't bring up?
I think the Atlanta Hawks are a team that they're deep. They're so talented. I mean, you look at the roster, they got about 10, 11 guys. And I think on the other side, I still got to go with the Mavericks. I still think that Luka could take people on his back and win some playoff series. I mean, there's so many teams that could, you know, come out of the woodworks and surprise some people. It's going to be a...
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Finalized season this year.
Great talking basketball with you, my man. Pete Yiannopoulos is back. The NBA is back. College basketball around the corner. Thanks, Pete.
Always a pleasure, Gabe.
The Late Night Anger Man for Crash continues. Bring it.
It's your lucky day. You found the trust.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
You're goddamn right I do. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're kicking it. My apologies, actually. I shouldn't have said that. We shouldn't have said it. I'm just so fired up, man. NBA basketball. I'm getting nerves for the Dodger game, but let's talk some NBA basketball. I see our chat's all fired up. So, great stuff with Pete Yiannopoulos. As you can tell, Pete's dialed in, man, when it comes to the NBA. Great college basketball analyst as well. So, I was taking a look at the NBA futures, and this is what I've come up with so far. Tune in to game time decisions tomorrow. We're really gonna get into it and our previews and all this. There's only four teams playing tomorrow, so we really have till Wednesday. I will get to one of the teams that are playing tomorrow, and I will be playing their season win total as well. So let's start up. Let's start off with what I came up with. Let's start off with the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks season win total 46.5 points for the Atlanta Hawks. We saw what they did in the playoffs last year, and oftentimes we'll see these younger teams sort of go on a run. They'll go on a run, and everyone's going to buy in and think that, you know, they're taking the next step and all that. And it was just sort of a one-off, right? It was just a little bit of a one-off. But that is not the case. That is not the case with the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks, you know, they when they made the coaching change, I think it was what? Was March 1st? Well, we all know. When Nate McMillan became the coach, they had the best record in the NBA. I mean, the teams with the two best records in the NBA in the second half of the season were the Atlanta Hawks and the Phoenix Suns. And we saw the Phoenix Suns made it all the way to the finals, and the Atlanta Hawks had a nice playoff run. And it wasn't a mirage. It's not an instance in which, well, you know what, yeah, it was a nice run, but, you know, it's just sort of a one-off. We know that Trae Young's the real deal, all right? I'd like to see him bulk up just a little bit more. I think it would help him, you know, just, you know, the kid is amazing, but, and I think he is. I saw him at a baseball game the other night. It's hard to tell, but he does look a little bit bigger. But you look at their roster and you look at their lineup. That's the thing about the Atlanta Hawks. It's not just about Trae Young. All right. Bogdanovich is a badass. DeAndre Hunter is a winner. This kid is a winner. All right. He won at Virginia. He's just a winner. He was hurt. If you guys look at the Atlanta Hawks last year and the run and the season that they had, they did that without a ton of their guys all the time. They were always missing players, right? Like they barely ever all played together, man. This is a deep ass roster, man. Trae Young, Bogdan Bogdanovich, DeAndre Hunter. Oh, yeah. John Collins. Who's he? I don't know. He only averages, what, like 19 points a game? John Collins is a damn good basketball player that nobody really talks about. And, oh, yeah, you got Clint Capella. I've always been a DeLon Wright fan. DeLon Wright's that, you know, good bench type guy, second unit guy out of Utah, drafted by the Toronto Raptors. He's bounced around the league, but he's a good, solid, just guy to have. You got Sweet Lou Williams. Just stay out of the strip club, Lou. Kevin Huerter. We haven't even got to Kevin Huerter. Like, you got, it's a good basketball team. Kevin Huerter is a damn good basketball player. All right. You know, Gallinari. Like I said, like they've got a deep bench. They've got a deep rotation. Their top players are good. Their bench is good. Their coach is good. Give me the Atlanta Hawks over 46 and a half. Why are they not going to win 47 games, this team? This is the real deal, this team. They're a legitimate threat. I think the Hawks, I think the Hawks are a legitimate threat to compete in the Eastern Conference, actually. Listen, Brooklyn are dangerous, and I get it, but Brooklyn are also dysfunctional, all right? Brooklyn's like real life Brooklyn. It's really cool, but it can be dangerous. I think that's the best way of putting it. It can be cool, but it can be dangerous as well. I think that's a good way of putting that. All right, so I'm going with the Atlanta Hawks over 46 and a half. Let's go with the Memphis Grizzlies. Let's talk the Memphis Grizzly basketball right now. Ja Morant is a superstar. You know, due to the market that he plays in, he probably doesn't get the same type of publicity and attention that he should. But I think this kid right now is ready to take that next step from star to like superstar. You know what I mean? Like, he's special. And it's easy to forget. There are so many special players in the NBA. It is easy to forget. Now, the Memphis Grizzlies are another team in which health, this is a problem with Memphis. They, you know what I mean? Memphis are the same team every year, right? And they have been, even before Morant got there. What's the deal with Memphis? You don't know any of their players. They trade everybody good away all the time. They don't pay anybody. They have no money. And, oh, yeah, how come they're in the second round of the playoffs right now? Like, you know what I mean? It's like one of those deals. They're almost like the Tampa Bay Rays, but without, is, you know, not quite the success. But you look at Memphis. Memphis is sort of like Oklahoma City, but without tanking. Like, Memphis are always just dangerous and good. But they're sort of like, wow, this team's going to be good next year. This team's going to be good next year. Well, eventually next year has to get here. And their win total is 41 and a half. I believe that this is a winning basketball team. There's 82 games in a season. We're playing a full season again. 82 games in a season. Are they a winning team? Are the Memphis Grizzlies a 500 plus 500 basketball team? I think they are. The big key for this basketball team is Jaren Jackson. All right? Like, we talk about these teams, and it's always about the star. Well, it's not about the star. It's about, like, the role guys, you know, like sort of like the Lakers, as we said, and Pete was bang on. Yeah, Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. We get it. LeBron's the greatest and all that. We totally get it. LeBron's also old. And Anthony Davis, unless Anthony Davis is healthy and Anthony Davis plays, the Lakers ain't winning squat. It's as simple as that. Now, I think there's a power, there's a power change, you know, going on here in the Western Conference, and I think it's time for these guys to step up, all right? And Ja Morant can carry them. They're not a flashy team. They're not a flashy team, but they're a physical team. They're a smart team. They play hard as hell, the Memphis Grizzlies. You saw what they did last year. You know, playing, you know, back-to-back games and here going on the road and, you know, beating the Warriors. They've shown they have that big play, big game capability in them. I'm a big Dylan Brooks fan. I like Desmond Bain. I like Steven Adams, maybe the toughest guy in the NBA. Like, they're just a tough team. Kyle Anderson, Tyus Jones, Brandon Clark. But, you know, to me, Ja Morant alone can win you these 42 games, okay? And like I said, this is almost a star play for me that I believe in this kid that much. But Jaren Jackson is a baller. If Jaren Jackson stays healthy, these guys sail over this number, all right? If Jaren Jackson's hurt like he always gets hurt, then you know what? It's you know, it'll be a battle, but we'll get there. I like the Memphis Grizzlies over 41 and a half. I like the Utah Jazz over 52 and a half. We talked about Utah earlier. I think Utah are going to rack up a million regular season wins. This is what they do every year. The question is, can they win in the playoffs? I think, yes, this year they can. But nevertheless, I think they're going to be one of these teams that's on a mission to get home court and all that. The thing is with the NBA, guys, there's a lot of these young kids in the NBA now. And they don't know basketball, right? Like, Jalen Green's a great scorer and stuff, but you know, you get all these kids, it's going to be a learning curve for them. And the thing is in the NBA, too, there's certain teams that win more in the regular season, and maybe they're not going to do great in the playoffs. Like, the Raptors were like that before they got Kawhi. Like, the Raptors used to win all the time in the regular season, and then they lose in the playoffs to LeBron, and people would wonder, why? Well, this team won 56 games, and then they don't win in the playoffs. Why? And it's like, well, because they try hard all the time. They try hard every night in a regular season. They don't have that much skill, so in the playoffs, their skill gets exposed. But in the regular season, since they try hard and they play defense every night, they're going to win more than the flakier teams. Sort of the way that it works. The Utah Jazz are a classic example of that. The Utah Jazz try hard every damn night. You watch NBA games. I'm not saying they don't try, but a lot of guys are about their stats. The Utah Jazz, you got to deal with Rudy Gobert. He's the best defensive player in the league. Donovan Mitchell's a great scorer. We know the kid can give us 25, 27, whatever. You know, Shaq called him out. Maybe Shaq is right in the end. You know what? I've criticized Shaq, but I think Shaq might be onto something. You know, I think Shaq's just trying to get the best out of this kid, right? But Donovan Mitchell is right freaking there, man. He's just got to take that next step to become a superstar, right? Take that next step, kid. But I think they're a dangerous-ass team. Give me the Utah Jazz over 52.5. The Washington Wizards. We talked about the Wizards depth chart. Great deal. I'm a Westbrook guy, too. I liked them. I liked it. We bet on the Wizards a lot last year. We made money with them. But they got a great deal out of this. You're adding Harrell into the rotation. You got Kuzma. You got Pope. Oh, yeah. Spencer Dinwiddie, not only one of the best Twitter followers in the NBA, but Spencer Dinwiddie is a freaking baller, man. This guy can play. All right? He was hurt last year. He was a forgotten man in Brooklyn. But Dinwiddie can play. And it's a nice combination that they have right now. Hachimura is really coming on, man. The kid out of Gonzaga. I like this over 34.5 a lot. All right. We talked about the Toronto Raptors going over 36.5. We like the Raps over 36.5. Let's give you some unders right now. The Golden State Warriors under 48.5. Golden State Warriors under 48.5. I don't understand the love for the Warriors. Like, the Warriors are the fourth choice to win the NBA title after Brooklyn, Los Angeles, and Milwaukee. Does anyone tuning in right now, are you driving around, are you thinking to yourself or sitting there thinking, man, the Golden State Warriors are the fourth best team in the NBA, and they're a legitimate threat to win the title? Really? Why? Who? Oh, Jordan Poole? Andrew Wiggins? Draymond Green? Draymond Green's a year away from being on the TNT set sitting next to Chuck, all right? Draymond can barely... You ever seen this episode of Seinfeld with Jimmy Shoes and George goes to the Foot Locker and Aberdeen? Draymond can't jump anymore. I know I'm being a little bit over the top, but you know what I'm saying. Ain't nobody losing sleep over facing Draymond Green right now. And I like, you know, I think Draymond is a funny guy. He's going to be a great analyst on TV, and he's had a great career. But I'm just being real. I don't understand the love for this team here. So, like, are you guys losing sleep? Anyone fear this? Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Kevin Looney. Okay. What, that's the fourth best team in the NBA? This ain't the best fourth team in the CBA in China. What the hell are you talking about? All right, Steph Curry's great. Love Steph Curry. One of my favorite athletes. Love him. Great guy. Big Steph Curry fan. Jordan Poole? Well, hey, how do I not love Jordan Poole, man? Jordan Poole hit one of the coolest shots and, you know, one of my funnest moments as a sports fan ever for Michigan. Andrew Wiggins is a dumbass that's overpaid, all right? Draymond Green is old. Kevin Looney ain't scaring anybody. Andre Iguodala is like, what, 96 years old now? Come on, man. The Golden State Warriors, you know, these guys would be lucky to be 500. And I like the Warriors. I love Kerr. I love Steve Kerr. I'm a big Steve Kerr fan. I'm just calling it like I see it, man. Matthias, you think the Warriors are good? Come on. Look at this team.
No, I think you're spot on with this one, Gabe.
What am I missing here? Klay Thompson ain't there, bro. He ain't come back to like February or something like that. if he comes back. You know what I mean? He'll come back, but you know what I'm saying.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm with every single over and under that you've said tonight.
You're nodding your head agreeing with me.
Agree up the whole way.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, either we're geniuses or we're in trouble. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Lakers under 50.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not. Risen from the ashes, take what you've got. You think I'm dead, but I'm not. Left for dead, left I'm right.
Oh boy, countdown is on. First pitch, some afternoon baseball at Chavez Ravine. Better leave now if you want to get there on time. So the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers, updated number right now. The Dodgers are minus 184 favorites. The Atlanta Braves are plus 154. Morton is a badass who was on the hill, and he beat the Dodgers in the World Series. The total is 7.5. There's been a lot of talk about shadows. Will there be shadows in this game? I don't know. You know, I'm not, I don't know. It's a sunny day, so yes, I guess there should be. But we often talk about shadows in this stuff. But yeah, I got to believe at some point in time, shadows could be come into play. The difference is, yeah, there could be shadows and stuff, but it doesn't mean it's going to change anything, right? But it could. We'll see. The total is 7.5. With Buehler and Morton here, it's really hard to want to be taking the over. I think this game's going to go under the number. I think it's going to go under the number. I'm not a fan of the Dodgers' price here right now, minus 184, but you know, it's sort of one of these, we got to go all in on the Dodgers. And I don't really want to lay a 1.5 because they might win a close baseball game. But basically, I already have the Dodgers to win the World Series. I have the Dodgers to win this series. You know, we won with the San Francisco series, obviously, but there's a chance that they win tomorrow and they don't win the series still. So for me, I'm just loading up. I'm going all in on the Dodgers here to try to get back anything potential if things go wrong down the road here. So no turning back, baby. The Los Angeles Dodgers get it done. Mookie Betts has another big game, over 1.5 total bases, under the number. And we'll be on live during this game at 6 o'clock Eastern. Other than that, you're on your own. Go Dodgers. Later.
Come on.
Admit it.
You do your own play-by-play in your head when you play horse.
Don't you? You do you, bro.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.